Good morning, good morning, good morning, the Master's Call family. We're so glad to have each and every one of you on this Monday morning, and we are tagging today, Great is the Lord, and Greatly to be Praised Monday. We're so thankful that God has brought each and every one of us here together to glorify his name. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, you have set your glory above the heavens, and then out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. We thank you, Father, that we, your people, your children, are called together this morning to glorify and honor your holy and righteous name. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Thank you, Father, for seating us in this place this morning, putting us in a place, Lord, that we can focus totally on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Father God, we thank you for your anointing this morning, oh God, and let your anointing fill the temple this morning, Father God, this sanctuary this morning, Lord, that we, your people, will hear what the Lord has to say. And not only that, Lord God, that we'll go forth and be doers of your word. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you, Father, for blessing their going out, blessing their coming in, Father, for coming together, bringing this call, Lord, before you each and every Monday through Friday, Lord, every week of the year. We thank you, Father God, for Artists International. We thank you for Artists Life. We thank you, Father, for the Diaz de Leon family. We ask you, Father, that your anointing, your strength, your power, your grace, Lord God, will overtake this company and those that are participating, Father, all of us, Lord, as your people who are called by your name to do your work here in the marketplace. We thank you for every caller on this call, Lord God. We ask you, Father, that you anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. We ask you, Father, for your anointing on the speaker this morning. And we thank you, Father, that you're going to pour out like never before, Father. And we, Lord God, will be grateful and thankful that you thought so much of us, Lord God, that we will continue to go forth as your people. In the matchless name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, it's such a blessing to greet each and every one of you this morning, and I'll turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here. Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you. Take it away, Minister Tiffany.
God bless you. Thank you so much, woman of God, for opening us up in prayer and for seating us and greeting us on this Great is the Lord and Greatly to be Praised Monday morning. God bless you. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately call Dr. Super Fantastic, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome each one of you. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and the scripture reference that was given to our co-founders can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So every day here on the Master's Call, we start this call off with prayer, and we also end this call with prayer. There was also a mission statement that was given for this call, and that is that as you dial in and as you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that your life would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We also have a website for our call, and we would like for you to visit it. It is accessible 24 hours, 7 days a week. Email address or website address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you will see that all of our messages, all of the information about our speakers are on our website. So please, please, please visit our website and not only visit for yourself, but share it with others. If you are on this line and there's something that's going on in your life after this call is over, or maybe through the night, and you want someone to stand in agreement with you in prayer, then we actually ask that you would utilize our email address, and that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, who you just heard, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Today is Inspirational Monday, and immediately following this call, we invite you to join us on the new morning motivational call, and that telephone number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code, 294-617-POUND. Also, all roads are leading to Miami, Florida, October the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of 2016 for the Artist Evolution Conference. So please, please, please check your back office, artistpreneurs, for information, and please make sure that you are in the house, because definitely greater and new things are happening in Artists International, and we definitely want to make sure that you are a part of what is going on in this season. Well, right now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord, and so I hope you guys are ready. I hope you have your pens and your tablets and your notebooks and your Bibles, and you're ready to take notes and hear that the Lord is getting ready to tell you on this new day that he has made, that we will absolutely rejoice and be glad in. So our speaker for this morning is none other than a phenomenal woman of God. She is the CFO of Live In Your Now. She is also the pastor of Red Shell I Render Ministries in New York. She is from Trinidad, Tobago. She is definitely a world changer and a kingdom builder. I so love her spirit. I love her and her personality, and also she is always exciting and comes to this line with a word that is straight from the throne room. She is the author of I Am That, so you can actually get her book, and I'm telling you, she's doing greater and new things in 2016. So the next voice that you will hear here on the Master's Call is none other than the phenomenal, the amazing, the loving Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. Are you out there today, Dr. Lucille?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Praise God. I'm here, and it's always such a pleasure to hear you, and I give God praise and thanks for you, and I thank God for that wonderful introduction. So praise God. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, I ask that you speak through my vocal cords, anything through my mind, none of me and all of you. Lord, your word says soul goes out to sow. And as I sow this word this morning, I thank you, Father, it is bringing forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and 100-fold. I thank you that the lives of men and women will be changed. They would end up saying, did not our hearts burn within us? I praise you, Father, and I thank you for the manifestation of your word. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, this morning, I am going to share something I've been sharing for the past couple of weeks. We've been talking about the names of God. And we started with Jehovah Elohim, then we went to El Elyon. And this morning on the radio show I did, I started talking about Jehovah. So I'm going to take a couple of minutes. And when we talk about the names of God, these are not different gods, but these are different aspects of the Godhead. And so as we get to Jehovah, I'm going to try to stick with my notes, Stephanie, because sometimes I really get excited when I'm teaching. And this is just a teaching moment because we have four more months to end 2016. And maybe many of you listening, you said, well, you know, I asked God for this or I asked God for that, or and I don't know what is happening. And this is not the time for off speed to win. What do you ask God for? What are you looking for God to do in your life? The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not some, all of your heart. And many times we lean to our own understanding. And as I'm talking about Jehovah this morning, I want the name Jehovah, it means it's a name that is literally full of life. In the King James Version, it is to be or being. When we see Elohim in Genesis chapter 2, it is the first time we see those two names together. We see Jehovah Elohim. Whenever you, any of us see the word L-O-R-D in capital letters, it is Jehovah. And how we say, you hear us saying Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Elohanu, Jehovah Tsitkenu, always Jehovah goes before those names. Jehovah is the ever-present one. He said, he is, he will, and he'll ever be for generations following. Jehovah is the one who is now, he's always will be. He is the God of life, the God of eternity. The scripture says in John 1:17, with him there is no burial neverness, no turning off shadow. So as I'm just saying that, let's go. I want to talk about Moses. If you want to know about Jehovah, we need to see Moses. How many times many of us have tried to help God? And I'm just bringing it down. You know, God has given us a word. You know, you get up and you hear a word from God, and man, that word is taking too long. You know, I had a client the other day. I've been a life coach now for many, many years. And I had a client the other day, for over 15 years I've been coaching. And I had a client, and this client was in a phenomenal job. She was moving up in her job. She was doing well in the job. And someone came in over her who did not look like she did and couldn't understand how this person was just progressing so fast and decided that his assignment was to stymie her growth. And instead of her recognizing the trick or plot of the enemy and functioning in God's timing, she quit her job. In the middle of her career, in the middle of her just moving forward, she quit her job and went to another company. Now that she got to the other company, she recognized what had happened. She had moved out of timing. She didn't move, you understand, in God's timing. And many times we make decisions out of season. But I want to offer this morning that when we make a decision out of season, we don't have to stay out of season. I'm going to say that again. When we make a decision out of season, we don't have to stay out of season. And what happens to many of us, we make a decision out of season and we stay. Now, this young lady that quit this phenomenal job got a call from the company that she left. And the call was that the CEO wanted to meet with her. And she was like, well, I don't know, Dr. Lisa, I've already left. And I said, okay, follow through. And they offered her anything that she wanted to come back. She left out of season, but that didn't say she had to stay out of season. Moses acted out of season. Moses knew that he was assigned. Moses knew that there was an assignment on his life. Who am I talking to this morning? You know that there's an assignment on your life. God has called you to do something. Wait on God's timing. Wait on his time. But Dr. Lucy, I've been praying for my mate for so long, and I don't know. Wait. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Well, Dr. Lucy, let my husband go and accept Jesus as Lord of my life. I'm leaving him. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. So many times we do things in our flesh. We do things out of season. God wants us to be people that do things in season. Moses was out of season. Moses saw this Egyptian with this Hebrew, and Moses decided, I am going to be the leader of these people. And Moses killed him out of season. Moses was trying to do God's job. And when Moses killed him out of season, Moses ended up on the backside of the mountain. Here he went from being a prince to now living in the desert. Here he went from a life of luxury to living a life that just didn't match who he was. But as we study the name Jehovah, you will understand Moses in Exodus. Moses was called by God. He was called by God to deliver the children. Moses' family was aware of his calling. Who raised him? His mom. So Moses knew that he was called. But many times, because you're called, that does not say that we have an assignment to help God. I'm going to say it again. Because you're called does not say that you have an assignment to help God. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. I want you to take a deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe way down in your abdomen. Take a deep breath in and blow it out. I want you to breathe in power and blow out weakness. Breathe in prosperity and blow out scarcity. Breathe in the love of God and blow out forgiveness. Just breathe deeply. Just breathe deeply. And see God bless you like he's never, ever blessed you before. Trust God this morning, not with some, but with all of your heart. And don't lean to your own understanding. Just trust. Because as you trust in God, the way will be open for you. Moses did not trust. Moses felt that I had to do what my assignment was. And so Moses ended up on the backside of the mountain. And on the backside of the mountain, I'm paraphrasing the story, guys. He was there for 40 years taking care of sheep. Moses learned how to survive in the desert. So even though Moses acted out of season, the season that he ended up spending in the desert was just what he needed to leave the children of Israel. The Bible said, all we like sheep have gone astray. The children of Israel were a bunch of sheep misbehaving themselves. And so when Moses was taking care of the sheep, guys, he had to make sure he kept them going, keep them from falling over the cliff. And Moses ended up smelling like sheep. So when Moses was on the backside of the mountain and he saw the bush, you know, you all know the story. He approached the bush was burning, it was not consumed, and then the voice said, take your shoes off, Moses, where you're standing is holy ground. God revealed himself as Jehovah. To Jehovah, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I want to share with you this today, as I'm talking about Moses, and I'm talking about Jehovah, and I'm talking about the one to be, the one that is the ever-existing, everlasting God. Just as God was with Abraham, just as he was with Moses, and he's with Isaac, just as God told Abraham, I am God, and he said it to Abraham, and he said it to Isaac and to Jacob, God is saying that to you this morning. I am your God. Oh, yeah, Dr. Lucy, what do you mean? God said to tell you this morning, he is your God. For generations to come, he said, I will never change. He is unchanging. He is unchanging this morning. And just what God did for Moses, just what God did for the children of Israel, just as God parted the Red Sea, whatever Red Sea is in your life this morning, God will part. But you have to recognize him as Jehovah, the one existing God. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Come on, breathe deeply. And recognize. You don't have to fight this battle. God promised he will never leave you nor forsake you. He promised, and what he promised, he's able to perform. Read James 1:17. With whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Read Psalm 102, verse 27. Thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. Jehovah is the one who is now and who always has been.
He is the God of eternity. With him, there's no variableness, no shadow of turning. He's the same, and his years shall have no end. So why are you worried? Come on this morning. God is ready to be your deliverer. Stop fighting. You don't have to fight for these battles. You know, I know some people may not understand me, but I'm putting this out there. This is Dr. Lucille speaking, okay? But I have friends that every time I talk to them, they're in warfare. Oh, I'm warfare praying. I'm warfare praying. I'm warfare. God said, I will fight your battles and you will not have to lift a finger. What is this warfare, warfare? Every time you speak a Christian, some Christian, I'm in warfare, I'm in warfare, I'm in warfare. When is God going to fight your battle? When are you going to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and don't lean to your own understanding? When are you going to understand that in all of your ways, acknowledge God and he is will and continue to direct your path? How much warfare, fighting and praying are you going to be doing? I know, guys. That's just Dr. Lucille's pet peeve. Don't hang up on me now. You know, don't shoot me down. But I'm just saying. Warfare, warfare, warfare. When is God going to fight your battle? He said, I will fight your battle and you will not have to lift a finger. You know, one of my elders came to church the other day and he gave a phenomenal word. And the word was that, if your hands are closed, if your fists are closed and you are constantly fighting, when is your hands going to be open to receive from God? Take a look at your hands. Close your fists to fight. You're in warfare praying. Your hands are closed. You're fighting, fighting, fighting. When are your hands going to be open to receive the blessings of God? But I close my hands to fight the devil. Where's God? How am I going to receive the blessings of God if my fists are closed all the time in warfare? That's just a by the way, guys. Let me get back to what I'm saying. I know some of you, Dr. Lucille, you don't know. I'm in warfare, pray. Okay. When is your hands going to be open to receive from God? He said, I will fight your battles. You will not have to lift a finger. That is God. I don't have to fight Satan. God has already done it. God has already done it. My responsibility is to trust in the Lord and not to lean on my own understanding. Moses leaned on his own understanding and ended up acting out of season. So here you have Moses in the backside of the mountains. And God appearing to him, and I'll close on this. And God appearing to Moses. And God said, hey, boy, I've chosen you. And I'm paraphrasing, guys. Hey, guy, I've chosen you. Me? A murderer? How could you choose me? He said, you're going to be delivering my people. And Moses said, I'm not. I can't even speak. Which was a lie, guys, because Moses was raised to be Pharaoh. Moses was being raised to be Pharaoh. So there was no reason that Moses could not speak. Moses was just using an excuse. And I know pastors preach on Moses, Tamar, and Moses couldn't talk. Moses was being raised to lead Egypt. Moses was educated. Moses was intelligent. Moses was not some hama person. So Moses, because if you end up looking through the whole story, there was never a time when Aaron had to speak for him. The only time Aaron got into his face when Aaron had the children of Israel worshiping idols. God spoke to Moses all the time. Moses was able to deliver the word. Moses was looking for an excuse not to do what God was calling him to do. And God said to Moses, I'm calling you. And Moses said, when I go to the children of Israel, who will I tell them sent me? And guys, go read it. He says, I am that I am. What does that mean? Whatever you want this morning, that is what I am. Whatever the children of Israel will need, that is what I am. They needed water in the desert, that is what I am. They needed food in the desert, that is what I am. Why did your clothes not wear out? Because that is what God became. Could you imagine a five-year-old with some shoes on her feet, and then she's 15 years old and the shoes are still fitting her, and she's 30 years old and the shoes are still fitting? That is what I am. Whatever you need this morning, that is what God is. That is Jehovah. That is the all-existent one. That is the one who said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That is the one where the scripture said, there's no variableness, there's no shadow of turning. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is the self-existent one. No matter what you need this morning, whatever you need this morning, your Heavenly Father, Jehovah, is literally full of life. Jehovah is the revealing one. This is the name that brings him forth in a very personal way. This is the one that you hear that still, small voice. James 1:17 said, with whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. That is your God this morning. That is Jehovah. That is the God that said to tell you this morning, I am that. Whatever you need, that is what I will become. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that whatever we need, you have become. So, Father, maybe someone listening this morning needs employment. You are that job. They need healing this morning. You are that healing. Whatever they need this morning, Father, you are that. You are that balm in Gilead. You are that lily of the valley. You are that bright and morning star. I thank you, Lord, that as we stand before you this morning, you are whatever we need. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Over to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lucille Farrell-Scott, for that phenomenal work this morning on the Names of God series and today's message on Jehovah. Thank you so much. We'll be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this phenomenal message, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-pound. We'll be heading over to the new morning motivational call for Inspirational Monday, and we invite each one of you to dial 712-770-4005, the access code 294-617-pound. Remember, we will be heading to Miami, Florida on October the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of 2016 for the Artist Life Evolution Conference 2016. We thank each and every single one of you for joining us on the Master's Call. Remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you are God's masterpiece. Thank you so much, Minister Bridget Terrell, for seating us and greeting us this morning. Dr. Lucille Farrell-Scott, thank you so much for that powerful and profound message. And at this time, I would ask for you to come back and give us the benediction for this day.
Praise God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you this morning. May God give you peace. May God bless your going out, your coming in, your rising up, your lying down, your labor, and your leisure. May the favor of God hotly pursue and overtake you. May the blessings of God surround you as with a shield. Walk in the authority wherein you are called. Because remember, something good is happening to you today because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Have a blessed and a phenomenal, phenomenal day. Amen, amen, and amen.